Is it constitutional for manger scenes to be shown in public? We're going to talk about that right now with Jocelyn Floyd, who is an attorney. She's with the Thomas More Society, and there's definitely a case to be made for it, and we're going to explore that right now. For Vocal Point, I'm Jerry Newcomb. Jocelyn, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
Sure, and let's cut right to the chase. Is it constitutional for attorneys to be shown? I mean, not attorneys, manger scenes to be shown in public?
Absolutely. Now, there's a lot of nuances to that answer. Things that we look at when we're determining whether it's constitutional, you have to first decide who is displaying it. There's a difference where a governmental entity wants to display it versus where a private person wants to display it.
Even if it's in public?
Even if it's in public. Well, because we're typically talking about public property. It is always constitutional for a private person to display a nativity on their private property. So we are talking about public property. And when you look at public property, not all property is created equal. There's a doctrine in the law that's called the Forum Doctrine. It's convoluted, it's crazy, it's messy, but it's what we have to work with. And the basic gist of it is that when you look at public property, you have to determine the purpose of that property and whether it has been opened as a forum for private people to engage in free expression. So one of the examples, it is the quintessential example of a public forum, is a park. You know, we look back to England and Hyde Park, where people literally put a soapbox and they stood on it and they talked about their opinions and they were allowed to talk about anything they wanted as long as they didn't advocate treason against the king, which seemed like a legitimate restriction.
But by the way, you use past tense, but I personally, as a TV producer, have videotaped in Hyde Park in England in 2009, and I'm sure they still do it, you know, every Sunday to this day. People are still doing that, taking advantage of that, you know, with the soapbox. It's very interesting. But go on.
Do they literally put soapboxes?
Well, yeah, or something to stand on, little step ladder, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, that is what, in America, that's the history we're building on when we look at the traditional public forum. Parks, sidewalks, streets, parades, picketing, standing on your soapbox. In those areas, private expression has very, very strong protection. There's very little that the government can do to restrict it. And there's almost nothing the government can do to restrict it based on the content or the religious nature. So that's what you have in a traditional public forum. Now, the question that comes up with these nativity scenes is that very rarely are we talking about a public park. We're talking about other types of governmental property. And so then the question is, what kind of forum is it? So the court has said that there are certain types of government property that is dedicated to specific purposes that has never been opened for just general free expression. Example of this is a post office. You're not allowed to go into the post office, put your soapbox there, and start pontificating to everybody who's in the post office.
Okay.
That's not the purpose of a post office.
So
if the post office wants to say, no, you can't come in and preach, whether it be religious or not, they are within their rights to do that. And then you have a middle ground, which is where the government has opened a forum and they have basically created. So it's not a traditional public forum by nature of the fact that it's a park and just, boom, automatically it's a public forum. But you have places where the government has opened a forum by permitting expression there. So one example of that we have in here in Chicago is Daley Plaza. Right outside the Daley building, there's a giant open plaza that is used for all sorts of events all year round.
That's right. By the way, there's a big Picasso statue there, right? That big cat-like thing, strange. Yes, I used to work right across the street from that. It's on Washington Street, I believe.
Yes. And so Daley Plaza, the statue, that's actually government speech. It's owned by the city. The city put it up. But the rest of the use, when people, when you have farmers market, when you have the Chris Kindle market at Christmas, when you have people doing concerts, when you have any other type of display or gathering, it's an open forum, and they have to permit everyone on an equal basis as long as they meet the neutral requirements. So you have to fill out your form at least 4 weeks in advance. You have to, you know, certain types of displays will require insurance. You have to meet certain safety standards. These are neutral things that the government does have an interest in. But the government cannot say, your speech is offensive, we're not going to allow it. Your speech is religious, we're not going to allow it.
And yet that seems to be the case. That seems to be what happens, Jocelyn, with these manger scenes. Am I wrong?
Sometimes it's the case. So we have two different things that we run into when we're doing these. One of them is there is a public forum, and the government does not understand that they are required to allow the manger scene there. The other one is we don't actually have a public forum, and the public is misinformed about their right to put a manger scene. So as an example, we have two cases in Indiana that we were involved with one, and we are aware of another. In one county in Indiana, the county had opened up the courthouse lawn as a public forum. It's a place for people in their community to have picnics, to stand and debate, to put up displays, etc. So within that context, they have to allow all displays on an equal basis. There's another county in Indiana where the citizens said, we want to put up a nativity scene on the county courthouse lawn. And the county said no, but then when you look at the rules of that county, their rule says that any display on the courthouse lawn must be sponsored by a county department. That means they have not opened a forum. This is not equally open to all private citizens. This is a space where the government has reserved it for the government speech only.
But okay, what if they were to put a nativity scene, but then they also put a few secular symbols? You know, there's the classic Supreme Court decision about this, saying it's okay to have the manger scene as long as you have some of these other things, the plastic Rudolph the reindeer or something like that.
Yeah, in legal terms, we like to call that the three reindeer rule. Add three reindeer, you're good.
Okay.
It's not quite that simple. But
okay, well, how would that fit in either of these two counties that you're talking about?
That rule applies only when the government is the one that's speaking. So if a private citizen follows the rules, gets their permit to put up a display,
they could put just a manger by itself.
They can put just a manger by itself.
Okay.
Because it's their private speech that the government is not supporting, the government is not endorsing, the government is simply permitting it on an equal basis along with any other speech.
Even when it's government property, as long as you have that open forum that you were talking about earlier.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then when you look at the case where the government itself is putting it up, I mean, if you look at government buildings, courthouses and post offices and any type of government building, they often have decorations up for various holidays. So one of the things that goes up in December is a Christmas tree. And that one, the court has said, is fine on its own because it is more of a secular symbol of the secular holiday. It doesn't have a religious nature. But when the government does want to acknowledge the religious nature of the holiday as well,
mm-hmm.
then they cannot acknowledge the religious nature solely. If they put up a nativity scene and that's the only thing they put up, then the Supreme Court has said that is a violation of the First Amendment. It is establishing a religion. It is endorsing a religion. It is preferring one religion over another or religion over non-religion. So that's why if the government puts it up, they have to have a balance. They are allowed to acknowledge the religious aspect of the holiday so long as they also have other things that show they are not preferring the religious nature of the holiday. So if they put up a Santa, if they put up reindeer, if they put up a Christmas tree, if they put up a menorah, if they put up, you know, wreaths with bright colored balls on them, then that balances it out so that the public that comes in and sees this display does not get the perception that the government is supporting and endorsing one religion and only that one religion.
Okay, now, I've often seen, I can show you place after place where I've seen menorah and the religious side of, you know, celebrating Hanukkah, and but I've also seen in that same context where they have not had anything explicitly Christian, unless you count a Christmas tree as Christian. So in other words, you'll have the Christmas tree, and then you'll also have the menorah.
Yes. And so I think that the court generally views that as balanced, because you still have the Christmas tree in the sense of Christmas, even though it's not necessarily a religious symbol. There's also a couple cases, and I am not as familiar with them offhand, but there are some cases that distinguish a menorah from a nativity scene and saying it's less religious. I'm not certain. I don't remember how they justified that, but there are cases that say a menorah is less religious. I don't understand that.
Huh.
But where that precedent exists, we as attorneys have to operate within it.
Yeah. Okay, now, you mentioned those two specific examples in Indiana, and it sounds like if anybody were to sue, like the ACLU or the Freedom From Religion Foundation or something like that, that in one case you would defend, in the other case you might not be able to defend based on your understanding of the Constitution. Am I getting you correct? Am I reading you correctly?
Yes, and every case that comes into us, and we have people all over the country.
And you being the Thomas More Society, which is one of these Christian legal groups fighting for religious freedom. Go on.
Yeah, we are a not-for-profit. So we offer pro bono legal services to people who have legal issues that fall within our mission. And our mission is to defend and re-strengthen respect in the law for life, family, and religious liberty. So when we get requests of people saying, my religious liberty, my religious exercise is being discriminated against, then every single one of those cases is very fact-specific. There are general rules, but they always depend on what the facts are. So when we get a request for help in one of those cases, we respond by asking for more facts to figure out what the lay of the land is and whether there is actually a legal claim of religious discrimination or free speech discrimination. And then where there is, we will fight and we will protect their religious liberty and their free speech. Where there isn't, then we will still work with people and advise them on how to work with their community to either change their laws or get the same effect without changing the laws. So, for example, in the county that has not opened the courthouse lawn as a public forum, then, you know, look to local businesses. Ask banks, ask stores, ask other places.
Oh, to sponsor the manger scene.
No, because that one you'd need a county official. You need a county department. So we're saying look for other places. There are places you can still get the broad audience to view it. Because, you know, if you live in a house in a suburban neighborhood, you put it on your lawn, only the people who come through your neighborhood are going to see it. If you want to reach the large parts of the community, you need to be in a highly populated area, in a downtown area, in a place where lots of people are going to go. So if there is no public forum that you're allowed into, if it just doesn't exist, then reach out to private landowners and ask, will you allow this on your property? Now, these are private owners. They have the right to say yes or no because it's their private property. But a lot of private businesses say, yes, we want to support this. We want this message getting out in public.
Mm-hmm.
The other possibility would be to find a county department that would be willing to sponsor a Christmas time display on the courthouse lawn. Now, that, because it's still government speech. The county department would be sponsoring it. It would be subject to the three reindeer rule. It would have to have a balance so that it's not a nativity scene only, but it would be allowed to have a nativity scene as part of it.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good.
And then the next option is petition your county commissioners to change their rule and to open a forum. And that's something that each county, each city, they make the decision on their own with their various interests. Because on the one hand, we support opening a public forum because it encourages expression and debate. On the other hand, when you open the forum in this type of situation, often you end up with some chaos for a couple of years because you immediately have Freedom From Religion Foundation, other atheist organizations, the Satanic Temple coming in and trying to drown out the Christian speech with theirs.
Yeah.
And that is something that is legal in a public forum. They have the right the same as the religious people do. And so some counties decide, we don't want to get involved in that. We don't want all of those conflicting messages. We want to keep our courthouse lawn clean and calmer. And that's a legitimate decision. As long as they are fair to everybody and either include everybody or exclude everybody, either way, the law itself is okay.
All right, Jocelyn, thank you so much for joining us. Jocelyn Floyd, attorney with Thomas More Society, thomasmoresociety.org for more information. More is spelled M-O-R-E. Thank you, Jocelyn. All the best to you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye now.